You're listening to the Kenny Hodge Postal Podcast.
Gonna make a change for once in my life. It's gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. As I turned up the collar.
This goes out to you and you and you. Very simple and powerful statement coming from Brother Michael Jackson. And naturally, I do not own the rights to this music. But good day and welcome to the Kenny Hodge Postal Podcast. Listen, today I want to talk to you about delivery and collection. I don't know, I've kind of got a reconnection back to my original introduction into the Postal Service, which was delivery and collection.
Talking to carriers,
when I started,
and carrier
I
trainers,
started as a letter carrier.
There's
an issue that requires immediate attention. And that issue, again, is the shortage of personnel to deliver the United States mail. And that issue is caused by postal management not being able to adapt to a changing work environment. You can't manage in 2021 with 1978 management styles. There is no progression, or there hasn't been any progression to deal with the newer personnel coming into the workforce. So we are in a position now that there's not enough delivery personnel to deliver your mail every day to you. And if you live in Columbus, Ohio, you know what I'm talking about, as well as other parts of the nation. Now, there's been an article circulating today, and I'm trying to get in touch with the branch, the letter carrier branch in Chicago. There's been an article circulating that Chicago residents can expect mail later. So just the headline that you can expect mail later made it very interesting to me, so I had to read it. And would you believe, now I gotta tell you, I do not have management's facts on why they are doing what they're doing, but would you believe that they are changing letter carrier starting times in Chicago back to 9 o'clock a.m.? And I'm certain mail isn't being delivered 100% in Chicago. Well, I'm not certain, but based off of what I read in the newspaper and what I follow, it's not being done. So for management to take an action that's going to push carrier start times back, it would be very interesting, I mean extremely interesting, to let someone from management explain the managerial philosophy that gives them the sense that moving carrier starting times back to 9 o'clock is going to allow them to complete delivery of all appointed rounds. I would be very interested in seeing the data that would allow anybody to arrive at that conclusion. But nonetheless, it appears it's going to take place. So what we have is a situation, again, created by postal management that is going to force letter carriers to deliver mail in the dark. Now, it's been quite some time, close to 20 years, since I've managed delivery and collection units. But to the best of my knowledge, that was never a good thing. That was never something that was allowed.
Delivering mail in the dark.
Now you have postal management scheduling carriers that's going to force them, and I do mean force them to deliver mail in the dark. So now what's going to happen is postal management is setting the stage, unless they have some super managerial process that when that carrier walks in the door, the truck is loaded, everything is here, now hit the street. Now, if they've got something set up like that, I mean, let's go. We're talking pie in the sky here. But if they have a situation set up that's what's going to happen, then maybe it might make sense. Maybe. But you and I both know postal management on its best day could probably write that on a piece of paper, but could never actually make that work. What they would probably do is bring enough people in the first week to ensure everything ran according to plan, and then, as they always do, scale back the personnel. Now that 9 o'clock letter carrier reporting for duty, expecting the truck to be loaded, mail to be set, ready to go, has to find out that not only do you have to case your route, you've got to case your route and deliver your route plus another route. So again, not sure what postal management was thinking when they decided to move these routes back to 9 o'clock, but I'm going to find out and I'm going to let you know. But to the public, that postal customer who expects their mail delivered every day, I want you to understand that postal management is trying a new process, and on the surface, that process does not look as if it's set up for success. That process looks to me, now again, I'm only giving it to you from my vision, and I've got some postal knowledge and experience to back my vision up or to shape my vision. But it looks like you're gonna start to receive mail every other day or every 2 or 3 days based on what I'm hearing carriers coming in at 9 o'clock, because now they're not going to be able to complete what they're assigned on a regular basis. So what you're gonna have is the remainder of what the carrier brought back from their assign, plus what never left the office. So now the supervisor has got to manage and make sure the next day, that mail that wasn't delivered today is the first one out. So now instead of delivering mail every day, they go into a inventory type LIFO or FIFO system, first in, first out. Now, first in yesterday still beats means first out today. Does that make sense? Of course it doesn't, but that's what I'm understanding is going to take place in Chicago, but I'll find out and get back to you. And that brings us right home, or right back to Columbus, Ohio, with that delivering mail in the dark. Now, I'm sorry, I don't know, maybe the rules have changed, but safety is still safety. I don't care what rules have been altered, rewritten, safety is still safety. And driving, stopping at mailboxes, fingering mail in the dark, I don't care. I'm sure anybody from OSHA would tell you that's not a safe act. But if postal management is going to continue to put carriers in that dangerous position, then at some point, someone from couple of levels up in the post office has got to come down and say something. But the problem is, you got to come down to too many places. In Columbus, Ohio, they tell me, because I don't work in delivery and collection, that they got a manager who gave the order to go deliver mail 9 o'clock at night. He's still managing. So apparently, there's been a paradigm shift, and it is okay to instruct people to be out, or to instruct letter carriers to be on the street in the dark. That's just wrong, and it's so wrong because all it's going to take is management doing what managers are supposed to do and handle that mail volume differently. And sometimes, it's a sad reality, but sometimes you have to understand if it all cannot be delivered today, and I know nobody wants to hear that, but you go through it every day, then you got to set up better contingencies. You cannot continue, and I'm talking to Columbus, Ohio, you cannot continue to force carriers to be in out in the street all times of night delivering mail. Now, let me tell you something. For that letter carrier who don't mind being in the street at night, you are to be commended. But for that letter carrier who has opposition to that, then there should be no ill feelings from management towards that letter carrier. Some people hustle harder than others. Some people have a job. Some people have a job and their overtime is their side hustle. I mean, so I'm not knocking what anybody does. All I'm saying is you should not be forced to do that. Now, the answer to the problem would be just to hire enough people. Very simple answer, but not that easy to come about, because right now, every day in Columbus, I see people coming and going, interviewing, fingerprinting. But because the Postal Service is so short of letter carriers, they have forgotten, they being postal management, they have forgotten how to train and bring new personnel into the craft of letter carrier. They work them to death the first week or so, and they never want to come back. And this is a vicious cycle that continues with postal management. And at some point, somebody's got to step in and say, wait a minute, business as usual has got to stop. When you come on as a letter carrier, you have a job as a part-time flexible. How many people know of a part-time job where you're working 50, 60 hours a week? That's a psychological smack in the face to anybody. I got a part-time job with the post office. I worked 12 hours yesterday. Today I worked 13 hours. That's not right. And that is definitely not going to allow you to retain possible letter carriers. Because let me tell you something. I got to say, letter carriers, to me, and I've done them all, that's probably the toughest job in the Postal Service. Now, if you've been doing it for a while, you make it look easy. But when you first starting out, oh, no. That's probably one of the toughest, that the toughest job in the Postal Service. And I think that the Post Office should recognize that. And if they really want to up the ranks, you got to pay them carriers more money. So as I bring today's podcast to a close, I'd like to take a moment and give a hand clap to all the new listeners from Columbus, Ohio, delivery and collection units. Yeah, I haven't forgot about delivery and collection, and I will try to make sure in my rotation of podcasts that we never forget delivery and collection, because as it goes, or as it is always said, we all work for delivery and collection. Hey, have a wonderful day. I'll talk to you when I talk to you.